This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Australia has a long history of forgetting to ask its Indigenous people for their opinion on running the country. And when it comes to marriage law, even though Aboriginal people hold a mix of strong views on both sides of the debate, there's been a real lack of consultation. Many Aboriginal elders who are trying to keep their culture alive are deeply worried about how marriage equality could affect the traditional kinship structure that's been handed down over thousands of years. One of those elders is a woman called Nadab. She comes from the Badajawi people in far northwestern Australia, and she's currently completing a PhD on kinship. Here's what she had to say about the marriage vote.
Marriage is very important. Families, the structure of family has always been important. The very fibre of our heritage, our continuity of family connections has been the very foundation of having a mother and a father, a family unit. From that unit, children are linked to their mother's country, to their father's country. So we've got strong bloodlines that are connected to country. That has never been broken, still very strong to this day. But it's being challenged in what's happening today. It's been thousands of years. It's the kinship marriage structure started with our ancestors, been handed down through oral history. You know, we didn't have all these data that was collected and put away. It was lived experience for thousands of years. So why should we change it now?
Nadab says that family structure has kept Indigenous people resilient and helped them to maintain their identity, even when it was being stolen from them.
As I think of first contact between white fellas and black fellas, there's a lot of sadness because my grandparents had numbers to their name. They were known by numbers. Up in the Kimberleys, particularly around Broomery, a lot of people were yarded up like flock to forced labour in the pearling industries. So there was a lot of sadness. When the stolen generation happened and children were taken, you know, my auntie was taken when she was 4. My grandmother's sister and cousins were taken. They were just taken like rag dolls. My grandparents were traumatized by that. But, you know, the old people were resilient. You know, it was the family unit that kept the happiness there.
As an elder from the far northwest, Nadab believes the voices of remote Aboriginal groups need to be heard too, and not just those living in the cities.
In these marriage discussions, I've heard a lot of voices coming from urban Australia. It's all been towards the yes, and I'm not putting anyone down, but I feel that these are people that really have not experienced the full force of the kinship structure, and no fault of theirs.
It's sad to think that Nadab has been afraid of speaking out about her views, but she believes someone has to stand up for her people's traditions.
I've been very worried, but I think our voices need to be heard. I think there needs to be more Aboriginal people coming out from both sides. I've been scared to even say stuff because of what's been happening out there, you know? But sometimes you just need to have your say, you know? And I am a young elder, and I know my place in my community and my tribe and my clan group. I want to see that part of our culture continue on to the future.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.